Tip number two, you should always dress accordingly.
Dress accordingly.
But I don't own a dress.
Well, dress here is a verb. It means wear something appropriate.
All right, so wear something appropriate.
So, which kind of clothes should be appropriate?
Yeah, what do you think, Mark?
Can I wear a dress?
No, she just said we can't wear a dress. If it's a hot country, can I wear shorts if they're nice-looking shorts?
No. Nice-looking shorts are still shorts. For a job interview, you should aim for something business smart, like a collar shirt.
Business smart. That's a good phrase.
Long pants.
Business. Okay.
Yes. And
sorry, that's long trousers.
What are trousers?
I just had to translate that. Okay. So a collar shirt. Should you always wear a tie?
It really depends, actually. Depends on what kind of company you're going for and what kind of position are you going for.
How about a bow tie?
Well, we all know dressing differently makes a difference, actually, so.
So, what about females? Because I know we do have at least one girl out there listening to this.
Yeah.
At least one.
What should she wear to the interview?
So this goes out to that one and only girl.
That's you, Susan in Sichuan.
Okay, Susan, Sichuan. Wear a business-looking dress would be good.
So she can wear a dress.
Yes, she can actually wear a dress. Uh-huh. But don't wear something that exposes too much of your skin, of course. This is a job interview, not a nightclub, okay?
Nightclub.
Yes. Or just wear a female suit.
Female wear trousers?
Yes, of course. You can wear pants. Okay. You know, men and women are equal nowadays, so of course you can.
And I know people can't see all of us here, but you've got long hair. What would you do with your hair in an interview?
Well, I actually just always do a finger test. So I run my fingers through my hair to see, you know, if my hair is, you know, tidy enough.
Finger test.
I call it finger running through test.
Okay, do we have a Chinese phrase for finger running through hair test?
I don't know.
I actually don't know. I just came up with it in English.
Would you leave the hair down or would you tie it up in a bun?
That's why I mentioned the test. If you want to leave the hair down, then always make sure your hair looks, you know, like tidy.
Tidy and clean, yeah?
Tidy and clean and doesn't look too messy. Uh-huh. We don't want to go for the just woke up look.
Bedhead,
yes.
You don't want bedhead.
Yeah, bedhead.
Although I know the look is in right now. But you can always wear in a bow tie, you know. Is it called bow tie?
Ponytail.
Ponytail.
Scrunchie?
You use a scrunchie to put in a ponytail, don't you?
Really?
Ponytail, hair up, hair down, it doesn't matter. As long as you look presentable.
Jewelry. I like jewelry. Can I wear jewelry?
Oh my gosh.
Like jewelry? Are you sure you like jewelry?
But I think accessories should be subtle, you know? It's actually a good tip that I read from Forbes. There's a post about job interview and how you should dress for your interview. Mm-hmm. And actually, they recommend you to, you know, add some fun fashion elements that represent your culture. So for example, I think maybe Jackie can wear something, you know, that's more Chinese, like traditional Chinese accessory.
My dog doesn't do anything.
You could carry your dog under your arm as an accessory.
Oh my gosh.
Pretend it's your purse.
She's too heavy. You can't heavy.
Okay.
I can't carry, huh?
Okay. And Mark, I don't know. Yeah, just some fun fashion element, but it has to be subtle.
My motorcycle helmet.
Oh my gosh.
That's a disaster.
Okay, all right. So I know there are some good tips in there. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.